This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've confirmed this with several sources. The reason I was hesitant, because I read one place where maybe it was not with prejudice. So when a judge dismisses a case with prejudice, that means it's done. It's over. You can't bring it again. There's been some violation or some the evidence has been so obvious that you cannot bring this case again. Or you can say without prejudice, meaning that the federal prosecutors could bring it again. All the ones that, besides one little article, they're all saying with prejudice. This case was dismissed with prejudice. For all of you who have prayed for him, for all of you who have had your mind and your heart on this, and all the things that we've said on the show, many other shows about Clive Bundy, the declarations for him, he is free. He is free. And I saw a picture of his wife, and I'm not talking disparaging about her at all, but, you know, it's been 18 months, how many years has it been since I've seen her? I've talked with her since then, but not seen her. And you can see the 2 years has been like two decades. The worry lines, you can just see the anxiety that has been upon her. But you can also see that glow of freedom and just an unbelievable day for America has occurred. Clive and Bundy. Judge Navarro has ruled in their case that the case is dismissed with prejudice, meaning they cannot be brought again. What they found was all the claims of the protesters, all the claims of the Bundy family, and Parker, you know, the Parkers, Andrea, her husband, Eric, all their claims about the abuse they were being handed to them at the hands of the BLM and the mercenaries and the what have you, all were true. All of them. And even more so. They did have snipers before there were any protesters. They did have snipers threatening the Bundys. They did abuse the people. All this information is true. And so when it came to the defense, the big argument by the prosecution is that the Bundys were instigating the force. And they were instigating fear in the BLM and those agents. When it was just the opposite, when the snipers came beforehand, before the protesters. The protesters were there as a reaction to the force showed by the BLM. That's the most basic part of this whole thing and why this is being thrown out. Further, the internal review done by the BLM saw a litany of abuses by Daniel Love and other people. The Bundys were on a hit list, a quote-unquote hit list, if you can believe that, since 2011, I believe. That's the reports that we've been hearing. They didn't want all those things out. This is done. This is done, and this is a time for rejoicing and a day of rejoicing that the Bundys, I'm going to try my darndest to get a hold of them, and they haven't been answering their phone for quite a while, and understandably so. I mean, who, the pressure that they've been under and what have you is just, God only knows, and that family. But they have fought this battle for you and for me, for America. No longer can the government agents run roughshod over people in America and their rights and just everybody look the other way. That's what this symbolizes. So fantastic news, fantastic news, fantastic news. Thank you, everybody who sent out prayers. Thank you, all the donations to help the Bundys. Numana Food, we sent a ton of Numana Food there. I drove them down personally. I was able to interview Clive on 3,000. I have the utmost respect for him. Do I agree with everything they did? Of course, I don't agree with everything my wife does. Give me a break. So don't try to, you know, try to paint pictures. That was a seminal moment in America and the renewal of America. Really, the election of Trump. You started to see America awake and want something different. And that was kind of a trigger event to show that. And so there we are. The Bundys, that's the news. The Bundys are released. Bundy and his sons all released, free, will not be tried again. There's a little stuff going on in Oregon. I imagine that it will be dismissed also because they don't want all that evidence coming out. That would be my guess, but who knows? We'll see. maybe they think they can get away with something now that the Bundys have been released and people won't pay attention. I don't think so, but we'll see. The a day of rejoicing. Be glad, be happy. We are making a difference. We can make a difference. And our ideas, our concepts, our prayers do change the world. And they have tried to sacrifice our normalcy and our normal instincts and a normal way of life. Just like the story in Leviticus with the two doves, you know, sacrifice the one dove and bleed it all out and then put a new dove into the blood and then let it go. They're trying to sacrifice the way of thinking, the traditional way of thinking in America, and bring out a new way where people are subjects to our government and that we are not under our Creator. It's not working. We'll get to the news, and then we got the book, What's Making Our Children Sick? And she'll be at the bottom of the hour. Michelle Perro, doctor, and Vince Ann Adams, both doctors. Great books and new information, so stick around. So good to be with you. CNN host abruptly ends Trump advisor's interview. If you've been looking on the Internet, you've probably seen this. During a Sunday interview on State of the Union, Miller and Tapper got into a heated discussion, you know, Jake Tapper from CNN, regarding the White House's response to controversial columnist Michael Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. And you can check that out on the email blast. You can see the news fully. But basically, for quite a while, Miller, the advisor to Trump, answered a lot of questions about Wolff, about the book. And at the end, he wanted to talk about people's experiences being disenfranchised and the uncontrolled immigration. What's that done to Americans? And Jake Tapper just put on the brakes, just tried to roughshod him. You can see it. Typical from CNN. NBC sees Oprah as our future president. At the broadcast of the 75th Golden Globe Awards, the official Twitter page of NBC posted an intriguing tweet showing a laughing image of Oprah Winfrey with the message, quote, "Nothing but respect for our future president, hashtag Golden Globes." One problem, she's not a president. Golden Globes, she spoke. Is this kind of all calculated to have her speak about the abuse? Who she was a very good friends, very close with Weinstein, by the way, and another model out of London saw how Oprah was very close with Weinstein and almost was being used to bait her to be involved with Weinstein to begin with. You know, we're not going to talk about that about Oprah, but it seems like they want Oprah to run for president here soon. They're trying anything. Hold on 1 second. Trump deals another blow to Obamacare. You know, it's already, he got rid of the mandate, or the Congress did, with the passage of the new tax bill. Got rid of that mandate, which basically kills it, because then people with money, why in the world would we buy this? This is not economical. This is a ripoff. The administration is taking the first step toward implementing one of the most important planks of conservative health care reform, allowing the sale of health insurance across state lines so they can compete. Competition equals lower cost. That's just the basics of economics. The Department of Labor published Friday in the Federal Register a proposed rule to expand the offering of small business health plans, also known as association health plans. Under the proposal, small business and sole proprietors would have more freedom to band together to provide health insurance for their employees. This is good news if you want to have choices other than Obamacare. Mandated health care, I don't think that's very American, and I think most of the country agrees. Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan caught fire. The Clinton House in New York caught fire a few days ago. Now Trump Tower caught fire. Trump was not there. There's not a lot of details. NBC News reported that the fire appeared to be caused by an electrical issue. No injuries have been reported. And the AP reported the fire was under control after more than 80 firefighters responded. Steve Bannon, you know the back and forth between Steve Bannon, Michael Wolff, the book, the Trumps. Steve Bannon issued statement saying, "My support is unwavering for Trump and his agenda." We'll see. Has the leopard shown his spots here? And if so, then if he's that big of a turncoat, which, you know, he may be, how can Trump's base trust him anymore? That's the question. Or was he telling the truth? It certainly doesn't appear so. And his connection to Kwok, the exiled Chinese citizen billionaire who's here in America, connected to George Soros, funding Breitbart or trying to find Breitbart. There's a lot of shady stuff going on there. So, but, you know, he did apologize. We shall see. Out of the Gateway Pundit, he rigged it, quote, Mark Rubio interferes in Florida Republican race to sabotage pro-Trump candidate. Senator Mark Rubio is being accused by extremely angry members of the Florida Republican Party of rigging the National Committee woman race to keep the establishment in place and sabotage pro-Trump candidate Karen Giorno. Karen Giorno. Is Rubio doing this? Is Rubio stopping the Trump agenda going forward? We shall keep an eye on it. NAACP and anti-fascists plan to protest Trump in Atlanta tonight. The NAACP is urging people to wear white. And, you know, the NAACP, the one that said that the national anthem is racist. You know, that organization, the president of the one in California, who said that the national anthem is racist. Remember that those people? Is urging people to wear white and hold anti-Trump signs on Monday, which is tonight. Another group says demonstrators will take a knee before the big game to protest President Trump's visit to Atlanta. Atlanta police and the U.S. Secret Service say they worked with Secret Service on preparations for months before the college football national championship. That's tonight in Atlanta. That's why Trump's going to be there. The NAACP said people should wear white, and it's meant to mock the snowflake label Trump supporters use to describe their opponents. Well, if they're wearing white, that's because most t-shirts are white. I have a very, very hard time believing that this college football crowd is listening to this. We'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll probably be another blip. And it shows you, pay attention to the news coming after this, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, tomorrow, how big of a presence they actually have. This tells you that you're not in the not only are you in the right, you know, wanting America back, wanting to go back to the way things were at our foundation, but that the majority of America is with you also, and that the dissenting voices are getting smaller and smaller as you see more and more successes, more and more pulling out of the TPP, more and more getting out of the UN, not paying as much to the UN, not giving money to Pakistan, taking that money and now going to put it back to roads, getting rid of Obamacare, all the getting tax money right back into the American, especially the family's hands. As you're seeing all these voices are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and they just sound like the world's smallest violin playing in a tin drum or something. They have no validity and no power at all anymore. More and more, as you see, Americana is where we're headed. Hopefully, we can stay on. It doesn't get hijacked, and your heart, your will, and your freedom is at stake, ladies and gentlemen, because the only thing that is uniquely American is, of course, the Declaration of Independence, that your rights come from a creator, not from a government, certainly not from man, and they can't touch them. Your divinity is yours, your sovereignty is yours, and so is your freedom. God bless you. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're just now joining us, so glad that you are with us. The big news of the day. Wow, this is just really big news. Cliven Bundy, the hearing for his case. The trial was stopped because of the revelation of the misdeeds of the prosecution, the violation of, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh Amendment at minimum. I guess First Amendment also. Second Amendment, I guess, in some ways, indirectly. The case was stopped. There was going to be a hearing to see if the trial was going to continue or a new trial was going. The judge, Navarro, she had one of those come-to-Jesus moments kind of talk about, I guess. I don't know what happened. A miracle. And the case has been dismissed with prejudice. With prejudice means that it cannot be tried again. He cannot be tried again on any of those counts. So we're grateful for that. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, Michelle Perro and Vincent Adams, both doctors. The book is What's Making Our Children Sick. A quote from the beginning, they quote Rachel Carson. Some would-be architects of our future look forward toward a time when it will be possible to alter the human germplasm by design. But we may easily be doing so now by inadvertence. For many chemicals like radiation bring about gene mutations. It is ironic to think that man might determine his own future by something so seemingly trivial as the choice of an insect spray. You know, now it's not trivial. We're talking about GMO foods. We're talking about the way food's made, everything. We're going to interview them. The book is What's Making Your Children Sick. And there's a little different take and some good information, so stay tuned for that. Finishing up with the news before that interview. And we got a good long time with them also. I think an hour and a half we're going to have. D.C. Press Corps knew for a full year Hillary Clinton was behind the Russian dossier and hid it from the public. The D.C. Press Corps knew for a year that Hillary Clinton was behind that Russia dossier and then hid it from the public. From the Gateway pundit, Paul Sperry of the New York Post said an ex-Trump campaign advisor told them prominent D.C. journalists admitted to him during the campaign they knew Hillary Clinton was behind the Russian dossier, yet they continued to report as if the salacious document was legit intelligence. What does that tell you about that corporate media establishment? What does that tell you about CNN, the like, Jake Tapper arguing with Miller, not letting him get in a word in edgewise. One winning Powerball ticket to claim $570 million jackpot. That's another reason why we appreciate your support. We didn't get that ticket. So I really appreciate all your purchases over at the Power Mall from Jay and all the great specials that we have over there. 877-817-9829. This is in Florida. Told their treehouse must go. Owners appeal to the Supreme Court. Lynn Tran and Richard Hazen built a Florida beachfront treehouse that would be the envy of any child. It goes two levels, hammocks, windows, et cetera. It costs about $30,000. The Florida city, they tried to fight local authorities over it, and now it's going to the Supreme Court if they're going to be able to keep it. And they've spent, $100,000+ trying to defend it. And taxpayer money, too. Ex-Iranian president allegedly arrested for inciting the protest in Iran. You know about the protests that have happened over the last, 10 days. The Moriarty said that this was CIA provoked, or the usual suspects. I shouldn't specifically target CIA, but the usual suspects, that there was some prodding, that this wasn't as organic as maybe they would have liked to make you believe. But the former president has been arrested. Iran bans English in primary schools. Iran Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has reportedly said that early learning of the English language paves the way for West cultural invasion of Iran. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Now, is that a good thing or not? That's the question. Two people injured in Stockholm metro station explosion, another in Stockholm, Sweden. The police chief there, one of the police chiefs, has come out basically and said that nobody has any idea how serious the situation is with all these immigrants and the crime, and that 90%+ of new crime that is committed is by the migrants there, by the immigrants, by the whatever, the refugee/migrant/whatever. And there was an explosion in a train station. Two people have been injured. Arab League aims to nullify Trump's Jerusalem move. Arab foreign ministers are calling for international recognition of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, aiming to nullify a controversial U.S. decision on the Holy City status. So I guess they're trying to get the rest of the world to recognize Jerusalem as Palestine's capital. We'll see where that goes. Deadly air raid hit Syria's eastern Ghouta. At least 17 civilians have been killed in aerial bombardments carried out by Syrian government forces, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the SOHR. They're still fighting. Look, ISIS has been decimated. And as the Moriarty's told you, the funding to the camps and whatever, the money is not flowing anymore. Whether Trump's cutting it off, the administration, whatever. Since he's got in there, it's gone down to a trickle. And things are changing in there, so it's something to be happy. State threatens economic civil war on Washington. What really happened? The new year has only just begun, but already Democratic politicians in the country's largest high-tax states are threatening lawsuits and proposed workarounds to help compensate taxpayers for the elimination of the deductions. There you go. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
I haven't met with a Kwok lately like Bannon has, and maybe got some George Soros money on the way. Nobody here at the Power Hour has, that I know of. I mean, I don't think Catherine, you can email me if you have. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me. But neither me, Catherine, or anybody here involved, Jay, the like, has gotten a call from George Soros. We're funded by you, and we present great products for you to be able to purchase at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. That's how we're supported. And your donations, you've been very generous. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for your patience while the switch in the time and all that. If you want to go back and listen to what's happened, if you're just now hearing the show, you can listen to last week's episode and on Friday and hear about the time change and all that. But thank you so much. All the great products. We do have the new e-products from Good Health Naturally. All the different R Ticalferols, the vitamin E, the krill oil, all those things are now over at the Power Mall, and they're very essential. We're always adding little things and little essential things to help people and to help you. So give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, and all the Oxy products, anyone you buy, Ed McKay, Mr. Oxygen himself, is throwing in a free bottle of OxyLift. So take a chance to do that. It's a great special and a great opportunity to take advantage of. One story that I want to cover, and there's really a couple stories we didn't get to, but one story that I definitely want to touch on so people have before we go to our guests. This is from Silver Doctors. The Petra One coming January 18th, supposedly, and launch could coincide with a debt reset among nations. Now, we've been hearing this for so long. It's obvious that the debt model that's been going on is unsustainable, whatever word you want to use. It's unsustainable. It just eventually becomes a Ponzi scheme and implodes on itself. I mean, history has proven that. Just look at Germany and Europe in the before World War II, what have you. The launch of the Petra Yuan is now imminent. Now, we've heard that from many people, that a Petra Yuan, a yuan, the Chinese denomination, backed by gold, backed by what have you, connected to the oil purchases, they won't be in dollars anymore, that is coming, that China is going to make that play to take the power away from America. The huge story, as it appears, may be a wake-up call for the West that seems to happily be ignoring this potential bombshell that is China's looming launch of domestic oil's future trading. Besides serving as a hedging tool for Chinese companies, the contract will aid a broader Chinese government agenda of increasing the use of the yuan in trade settlement and thus the acceleration of de-dollarization and the rise of the petro yuan. The biggest thing that we export in this country, biggest thing and most important thing to our everyday stability now, by the situation we're in, is the dollar bill. And so China is getting off of that and having their own trading and independent. More and more of the world is getting independent and getting unhinged from the Bretton Woods Agreement, dollar-dominated economy of the world. What does that mean? Does that mean inflation? Does that mean instability economically? Does that mean, what does it mean? We shall see. I think it's obvious Trump knows this, and his administration has been pushing very hard for these Trump tax cuts and some of these other things to get out of some of these organizations. Will it be enough? Will it make a difference? All these things are in play. I just wanted to make sure we brought this up before our guests so that you could have something to think about. Our next guests have written, needless to say, a very important book. This is a very important book. Why or what's making our children sick? How industrial food is causing an epidemic of chronic illness and what parents and doctors can do about it. I think a lot of times the doctors are kind of clueless about what you should do. Both these people are doctors. We'll get into a little of their background, have them tell it. But the author of this fantastic book, Michelle Perro and Vincent Adams, both of you, welcome to the Power Hour today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for interviewing us.
Oh, of course. I mean, anybody who puts out such effort to make us aware of these things, we want to give credit to, and we want to give you a platform and a voice. Thank you for coming on and sharing this with our audience. Before we get too far down the road, what got you into this? Because you're both doctors, one's an MD, one's a PhD, but you're going against the grain here. What even got you headed down this this path?
Well, I'll start. This is Michelle Perro. I am an integrative pediatrician, and I've been doing it for 37 years. I've been at it a while. And what happened was my background is in pediatric emergency medicine. I'm an acute care physician. And approximately 15 years ago, I began to see this relatively rapid decline in our children's health to where I was not just concerned, I was developing more of what we call shock. And what I mean by that, I would see kids who'd come in for, let's say, things as simple and commonplace as an ear infection. And by learning more about that child, I would learn that this might be their seventh or eighth ear infection in a one-year-old, or kids who'd come in who had chronic asthma or learning challenges such as ADHD, or they were on the spectrum of autism. And this, I noticed that this change was happening within my own clinical practice, within my own clinical time. Couple that with several other things that were occurring. My own son had some health challenges that were outside the purview of conventional or Western medicine. And I also got looped into some work here in Northern California with a bunch of moms who were trying to stop the spray against the pesticide. And through these groups of incredible women, I learned about Jeffrey Smith, his book, Seeds of Deception. And through that book, I mean, this is a kind of a long answer, and I apologize, I learned about the work of a research scientist, Dr. Arpad Pusey, who was first asked to look at genetically modified food as they were introducing it into Europe. And through that kind of, you know, trifecta of things that had happened simultaneously, I shifted my career into integrative medicine and really understanding the effects of genetically modified food and their associated pesticides on kids' health. So I can jump in, too, and tell my...
That's quite a mouthful. Yes, please, Vincent. Please jump in here.
Yeah. Right. So I'm a PhD, not an MD, but I am a medical anthropologist, and so I've been working on and writing, doing research and writing about the relationship between politics, large corporations, and health, and medical practice for many years. And when I met Michelle and I heard her tell her story, the story she just told you, I became really fascinated with several things that her story revealed. And I have to confess that when I first heard her tell the story, I was quite skeptical of her claim that GM foods could be related in any causal way to the growing number of chronic disorders in our children. But I still thought it was an interesting thing that she was an integrative pediatrician, and she was right. These disorders were on the rise in our communities. And so I jumped in and started to do as much research as I could, and interviewing scientists and reading through the literature, reading over Michelle's shoulders in some cases, interviewing her patients with her. And I came to the conclusion that there was something here that we really needed to talk about. Turns out she wanted to write a book. I was good at writing books, and we just jumped in and did this collaboration together.
Very good. Let me ask you before we get too far, because you're making me very curious. Why were you skeptical about GM foods causing problems to begin with?
Yeah, I think like a lot of people, if you are just looking through the internet or even reading through the first layer of science, there seems to be something of a claim about a scientific consensus about the safety of GM foods. And certainly you can find materials that suggest that, and there are layers of scientific credibility on those claims. So you have actual scientific reports, you have reports come out of industry, and then you have a lot of media people who are circulating ideas about that. But what I also found is there's this amazing level of response to some of the early scientists who were raising alarm bells about these that was extraordinary. It was overreaction, I would say. And that led me to another layer, to look more carefully at the lower layers of research and at some of the newer materials that were coming out. I also started to do a little bit of a history on the development of these GM foods. And while it became clear that these technologies were developed in order to protect us from a worse evil, for example, the era of DDT as an insecticide and very harsh chemicals, these technologies were designed in order to protect us from having to use those. And initially, the idea was that these were fantastic technologies for lowering the use of pesticides and using an herbicide, namely Roundup, that is less toxic to humans. But over the 20 years since these foods have been introduced to our food supply, we have learned a lot more in science, and we now know that some of the materials coming out from research are showing that these pesticides, the herbicide Roundup in particular, is not necessarily safe for humans, and there's plenty of literature coming out now that suggests that. And we also have concerns, growing concerns from researchers on the technology itself, the modification of the gene, and also the proteins that are put into plants in particular to make them pesticides in their own right. And so all of those things really, led me to think, well, there's really, really, I think we, at a minimum, what we need to do is we need to study this more. And what we did in the
book is
we tried to connect the dots between the clinical experience Michelle was seeing and the evidence that's out there that points to these as a potential, only one of many culprits.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, both of you. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're talking to Dr. Michelle Perro and Vincent Adams, both a little different perspective, coming from the same point of view, or coming from different perspectives, coming to the same conclusion. And the conclusion is our children are getting sicker, and what is causing it? That's the question. We kind of talked a little bit of background, what made them write this book. What's making our children sick? How industrial food is causing an epidemic of chronic illness, and what parents and doctors can do about it. And you have a quote here in the book about futility, that we get overwhelmed when we know, sometimes when we know something so much. that we seem, it seems futile, and we just create inaction. And this book is all about changing that, some of the things we need to know and then what we need to do about it. We have a lot of new listeners with our new time, and so we've been talking about this information for decades. Joyce, decades on this show. This is extremely important information, and their book, what I've been able to read about it and skim some of it, but read part of it, very interesting, very pointed, quick, easy to read, easy chapters. This is a good book for people. Hey, read this book. What's going on in our country? You know, instead of trying to talk yourself blue about GMO foods and what have you, say, hey, look, here's a book. Just read this. Easy, simple, very professional, very concise, easy to digest. I mean, what more can you say? What's Making Our Children Sick is the name of the book. Michelle, I got a question before we continue on. At one point in America's history, you know, doctors were telling us how good cigarettes were for us. And then something clicked and that all changed. It took decades, but it changed. What are you seeing from the medical profession? Are you seeing people's attitudes towards some of these things change?
Oh, dear. Well, that is a good question. Yes and no. It's changing among younger graduates, medical graduates, younger people, especially younger people who have childbearing age. They're definitely more in tune to some of these conversations. I'm sorry to say that some of my colleagues in my age group who've been doing this a long time, you know, when I kind of bring this up, especially when I talk about genetically modified food, give me a nice big eye roll. They're not so into the subject. I have an easier time convincing people about the harmful effects of pesticides, but GM food, they feel that this is that we're being anti-science if you even question this amazing biotechnology and this use of genetic engineering. And so genetic engineering has had a place in medicine. For example, insulin is genetically engineered through an E. coli, a type of bacteria. So it's not to say that it's all bad or there aren't some medicinal uses, but the way it's been used in food is problematic and health-related. So I'd say that they are not as interested as I'd like them to be, but I feel that this change of foot, and even medical schools now are starting to offer some elective courses in integrative medicine, also known as functional medicine, for your listeners. So there is change happening, but let me tell you, it's not quick enough.
When you say it's not quick enough, I see the statistics, and America spends more in healthcare than any country in the world, specifically talking about the United States. We're like, what, 36th, 37th, maybe 40-something, depending on the metric you use. We're way down the scale on overall health. Is that what you see from your perspective? And how do your colleagues justify that difference?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right yet again. We spend the most on health care, and we give the most vaccines, and our children are some of the sickest in the world. Even compared to developing nations who have less access to some of the things that our children have access to. And I ask my colleagues this very same question, well, how do you justify it? And so many of them focus on treatment modalities and not getting to the root cause. So what they tend to focus on, well, we have this rise in more kids in asthma. What treatment, what pharmaceuticals can we use to control their asthma? Which steroids can we bring on board? Rather than let's get to the root cause and really decipher what's happening here. Many pediatricians do not want to enter the political arena. Pediatricians may be some of the nicest docs I've met, but they may not be the most political. And often those of us who do speak out often can take a hit from industry for our careers. We're often not supported by our colleagues, as I mentioned, being quote-unquote anti-science. My little fingers are waving in the air for you. So these are some of the things that they're dealing with. And also the average pediatrician, frankly, their schedules are busy. To get into some of these conversations that I get into take an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they're scheduled for 4 patients an hour. There's no way you can get into some of the meat and potatoes of these issues with so little time.
Go ahead, Vincent.
Oh, I was going to add to it. You know, if you look at the history of modern medicine, you know, lists the last 50 years at least, you know, modern medicine can do amazing things. You know, the technologies that we have available now for surgeries, all the way from the basic antibiotic all the way to the transplant is remarkable. I mean, it's
it's the most sophisticated in the world. So we wouldn't want to, you know, we don't want to dismiss that. But along the way, we've lost track of some other basic health ingredients. For instance, food, which people put into their bodies three times a day sometimes more, sometimes less, is not really seen as the primary causal pathway of disease or treatment in our medical system. Sure, certainly doctors know that food habits can be deleterious to health, and there are some known diseases around diabetes and obesity and other things, but the basic idea that food and the quality of the food that people put in their mouths has a huge impact in their health is really not there in medicine anymore. But things are changing. And I will say that as researchers are doing more work on what's called the microbiome, which is the collection of bacteria that line the gut. I mean, we have microbes all over our bodies, but the ones that line the gut are particularly important for health. And the more research we learn about that, the more likely doctors are going to start paying more attention to food, I think. But the other thing to remember about the medical profession is that it just takes a long time for clinical guidelines to change. They only change when there's been a lot of study of these things, and so there's a big gap between what the bench scientists know and what clinical doctors are able to do following standard guidelines. And so it just takes a little time.
Let me interrupt.
With this book to sort of push that a little bit closer.
let me interrupt. And we've done kind of a lot of longer introduction than I had planned on this, but this is very important, interesting to me also. What you said about research, and from your end, from what you've seen politically, what is the pressure that the average doctor, I guess, you know, boots on the ground doctor is getting from either whether it's pharmaceuticals, from whether it's the boards in the different states, what have you? What is the pressure that they're getting, and why has genetically modified food is relatively new? Why has there been such a quick trigger to embrace it when what you said is true, where it's slow to move? It's a slow to move industry, but yet when it comes to GM food, it's been, seems like, quick to adopt. So those two things, if you can, we're coming on a break, but we may have to wait to the other side, but there you go.
Well, you know, GM food's been around since 1996, so we've been at it for about 21 years. And it's not in the medical literature. There is not a lot written in our standard journals about genetically modified food. Also, agribusiness has done an excellent job of promoting it as to be as safe and sound, and has had a lot of excellent scientists backing it up, saying that the studies have shown that it is not problematic, it's safe for your patients, and it's science forward. And so this is what we've been fed in the medical industry, that it's all safe and everything is copacetic. But where a problem starts.
Hold that thought.
Yes. Hold it.
Hold that thought on the other side. What is making our children sick and what we...
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.